Hello, and welcome to Alpine Valley Music Theater. You are now entering the final leg of your long and arduous journey from the parking lots and approaching the theater gates and our security screening area. Before you enter, you and your belongings will be subject to security screening. If you choose to refuse, you will hear this sound, and you will not be permitted to enter the theater. To help keep the lines flowing, there are 22 simple things you need to remember in the proper order, and all will be well. If you're ready, so are we, so let's get started. First, be sure you've downloaded and saved your electronic ticket to Apple or Google Wallet or to the Live Nation or Ticketmaster apps before you get in line. A simple test is to go into airplane mode on your phone and attempt to load your ticket barcode. If it does not load, it has not been downloaded to your favorite app, so please give it another try. Look for free fan Wi-Fi if you're having trouble with network connectivity. Next, we ask that you look up from your phone and read the signage which indicates which lane to use at the gates. There are lanes for those of you with bags and lanes for those without bags. Please choose your lane wisely. And for those with bags and blankets, be sure to present them for inspection prior to going through our security screening checkpoints. If you have medical equipment that needs special screening, please see a gate supervisor for assistance. Remember that the only bags permitted are clear bags that are smaller than 12 by 12 by 6 inches in size, and small clutch purses, fanny packs, which we understand are now called belt bags, waist packs, or the ever popular sling bags less than 6 by 9 inches in size, which do not need to be clear. All other bags, backpacks, European carryalls, satchels, and totes will not be permitted and should be returned to your vehicles. Let's also be sure all beverages have been consumed with containers thrown away prior to getting in line. When you walk through the security screen checkpoints, please keep these things in mind. As you approach the security screen points, you can keep your pants, shorts, shoes, skirts, skorts, jorts, really tight and tapered thin pants, leggings, jeggings, kilts, joggers, capris, and other items on. Do not raise your arms as you go through and walk at a reasonable pace. Raising your arms, tiptoeing through like you're part of a Scooby-Doo episode or trying to race your friends through are all frowned upon and ultimately will mean that we will single you out for not listening to this announcement, which makes us very sad. And the rule is that if this happens to you, the first round of drinks is on you inside the theater. Most importantly, you do not need to remove things such as cell phones, wallets, and keys from your pockets, and you can keep your bags and small blankets intact when walking through. But you will need to remove some items like eyeglass cases and your prized money clips. But Daddy, do you really need that money clip, seeing as though we're cashless inside the theater? We did not think so. Some of you may be subject to secondary screening, and just relax as our screeners with the rubber gloves are surprisingly gentle. After security screen, remember how you downloaded your tickets earlier? Well, now it all comes together. As you approach the ticket scanning stations, simply hold and tap your phone above the scanner. That's right, just tap it in. Or if you prefer, have the ScanSafe barcode available on your phone screen to hold under the scanner. A green light means you are good to enter. A red light means something has gone terribly wrong and you will need to wait for further assistance and may be banished from the theater for all eternity. A yellow light means, well, we can't really say and you'll just have to find out. If you feel good about your knowledge of these things and will not slow down those in line behind you, go ahead and prepare yourself to enter the best amphitheater in the country. And now let's relax and go through a nice little poetic interlude on what you can bring inside the theater today. In the Alpine Valley Embrace, a melody unfolds, where the Outlaw Music Festival will reveal stories untold. For all the fans ready for a symphony in the air, we'll go through items permitted, each with a purpose to bear. Factory sealed or empty water bottles, their contents pristine, quenching our thirst as we listen to the music serene. Up to 1 gallon in size, their presence quite grand, hydrating you in this musical wonderland. Extra clothes are nice companions to bring for comfort and warmth as the melodies take wing. Small blankets can come in to spread on the ground, creating slices of solace where peace can be found. Cameras without detachable lenses capturing each note are fine for preserving memories and capturing each quote. Food is fine too, in Ziplocs so bold, 1 gallon size Ziplocs are abundance we hold. So there we have the items you're permitted to bring in. Buckle up and get ready for the show to begin. If you're not the artsy type, here is a summary. Factory sealed or empty water bottles up to 1 gallon size, small blankets, extra clothes, and food in clear Ziploc gallon bags are permitted. Now that we've had our creative respite, let's go through some things that will not be permitted into the theater today. Any of these items should be thrown away or returned to your vehicle before you get in line at the gates, as we cannot hold them, fold them, walk away, or run with any of these items on your behalf. Prohibited items include any and all cans and bottles of any kind other than factory factory sealed or empty water bottles, any bags, backpacks, purses, or other carry-alls, even if they are European, other than permitted ones, which we've talked about earlier, any and all chairs, backrests, inflatable sofas, or related items, any aerosol sprays like Deepwoods Off or Aquanet. We know your hair ain't gonna look right without it, but we promise you'll live. Inflatable dance partners, unicorn costumes and foam fingers, large blankets and all tarps, filled or empty camelbacks, umbrellas and strollers, weapons of any kind, including but not limited to firearms, pocket knives, wallet chains, pepper spray, tasers, scepters of doom, grenades, battle axes, flamethrowers and slingshots, rubber chickens, bagpipes and kazoos, anyone wearing extremely thin tapered pants that are a tad too tight along with shoes and no socks, laser and LED pointers and glow sticks, any noise-making devices, like air horns and cowbells, even if you have a fever and the only prescription is more cowbell. Whoopee cushions, slip and slides and sock puppets, banners, flags, or signs larger than a standard sheet of paper, fireworks of any kind, including sparklers, and any and all other items deemed to be unsafe by theater management or the big man up at the gates that we like to call Snake. Certain technology items are not permitted in the theater today, and besides not using them will allow you to enjoy the show even more. Prohibited technology items include any cameras with detachable lenses, iPads, and other tablets, GoPro-style cameras, selfie sticks, which are pretty cringeworthy, and all audio and video recording equipment. We ask that throughout the day you remain respectful toward your fellow fans and our staff. If you can't remember that, or you interfere with the performance or others' enjoyment of the performance, you may be subject to eviction from the theater or possible arrest, which will then be noted on your permanent record. Other actions we frown upon include behavior that's unruly, disruptive, or illegal in nature, intoxication or other signs of impairment that result in irresponsible behavior, foul or abusive language or obscene gestures, failing to follow the instructions of theater staff or tour personnel, remaining in areas for which you do not hold a valid ticket, attempting to enter restricted areas, and any other objectionable conduct. In the words of the best cooler of all time, Dalton, be nice, or it may force us to not be nice. If you have a Fastpass tickets, enter at gate number 1. Those with specialty tickets such as Deck 13, Expo Party Deck, and those with ADA accessible seats may be scanned again inside the theater with a wristband being issued for these special areas. While on the Alpine Valley grounds, we ask that you remember that smoking and vaping is not permitted in reserved seating areas and in all buildings, and if you choose to smoke in lawn areas, you must do so without disturbing or annoying those around you. Overnight parking, camping, vending, and the use of drones and fireworks are all strictly prohibited, with violators being prosecuted, and once you leave the theater today, re-entry is not permitted at any time. Exits and emergency exits are clearly marked throughout the theater and lawn areas. Once you've settled in, please make note of the nearest exits, emergency exits, and areas of safety for severe weather, keeping in mind that some of these may be behind you. In the event of an emergency or approaching severe weather, remain calm and follow the instructions of theater staff, law enforcement, and tour personnel. Listen to all public address announcements and watch the video screens for further instructions. If you need assistance at any time, please see a staff member, and remember your seats and blankets are not approved flotation devices. You stay classy, thanks for stopping by, and enjoy the Outlaw Music Festival as we kick off the 2023 season at Alpine Valley. Good luck, we're all counting on you, and we'll see you next time.